Donald Trump has arrived in Vietnam for a second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The summit is aimed at getting Kim to give up nuclear weapons in exchange for relief from sanctions hobbling his economy and better relations with the U.S. and other nations. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Hours after Kim arrived in Vietnam on an armored train and drove to Hanoi, Air Force One touched down in the Vietnamese capital just before 9 p.m. local time. The two leaders will have a private dinner tomorrow before a round of talks aimed at building on their first meeting in Singapore, a summit long on pageantry but short on enforceable agreements. Former CIA Korea Station Chief Bruce Klinger is not expecting much more this time.
I think the stakes are very high, but the expectations are very low.
President Trump has appeared to ease demands for the North to provide a timeline for getting rid of its nuclear arsenal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At Wednesday's dinner, Trump will be accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Mexico's president on Tuesday said he remained committed to a policy of non-intervention on Venezuela, a day after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence urged Mexico to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's rightful president. The Lima Group said Monday it has serious and credible threats against the life of Venezuelan opposition leader Guaido. Diplomats from 10 Lima Group countries said Monday they will hold disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro responsible if anything happens to Guaido and his family. Guaido is the country's 35-year-old lawmaker who is recognized as the interim president by over 50 nations, including the United States. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass a measure Tuesday to revoke President Trump's